Don't show it to Joanne Ratchison, and she'll go down and decide that we should give one away free to everybody. When did you nurse him last?
Been watched.
Just around 8:30.
Okay.
It fit in it.
It's one of the few things that fits him. Oh,
it's his seat. Did you bring any diapers?
Yeah, two.
Oh, good.
Figured, you know.
Did you bring some surgery on the house?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
Do you want that open right away?
Nah, that's fine.
Okay. Oh, you're sweet.
Yeah, well, you know, Lenny was 6'14", Rachel was 4'15".
Oh, you have small children.
We're 7.
Oh,
yeah. Just give me a thing. Scratch my nose. On the side of it. That thing.
Is that why your assistant was frozen?
That's why you have an assistant.
I know, sitting in your house, you're copying a book.
This is from the house. Did you ever sign a permit in the hospital?
So we don't see you after.
You know, you say that one more time, and I'm going to tell you.
He's going to get mad at us. I said this before.
Or did you say it?
He does.
Oh.
I didn't say that. I've never said that.
Dad, look at that.
I don't believe it.
That's lying. Oh. You guys have your breath, so.
Exactly. They cry just being touched and bothered, so. But there will be a bigger scream, I'm afraid.
I think we all sit down.
Yeah, since I'm already gloved.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, name of patient is Max.
Yeah. So we all get excited. We'll do it out there.
Okay, name of patient is Max, circumcision. I almost forgot. Oh, you gotta do your thing.
I gotta do my thing.
I don't know yet.
Okay.
I can't tell you that until I see what's going on.
Yeah, it looks like you croaked.
That was the original idea.
That's right.
You know the whole story.
When you go through the whole story, this replaces... This isn't...
Replaces the, Isaac.
Yeah, this replaces the entire person.
Right.
I think it was a fair trade. What did? Unfortunately, that's true.
Don't waste your lungs.
Yeah, he's a real dog.
Yeah, he's that complexion. I think he needs babies.
There's a Sephardic in the family?
No.
He wanted to make sure. That's what he's taping. That was the insult, right? He's into the Sephardic. Got a bow?
No, I don't.
Okay, just hold them up. You okay, Max? Tell you what we're going to do, Max. We're going to do this quick and the right way. How's that?
Sure, I'm not the first person who said that.
Not all right.
Pardon?
My new clamp.
The clamp you've never used?
No, I've used it. Rather than a standard gum comb. It's a rabbi clamp. Which I was trained to use by the Moyle son in Philadelphia who invented it, believe it or not. But I will also tell you that it scares the hell out of me.
Even when you see it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It scares the hell out of me.
But you think it works?
It's quicker.
Oh.
And it gives us what we want.
I know.
And we didn't give him any wine.
Went too fast.
Pardon?
What's
went that? Too fast.
What went too fast?
We were going to give him some wine.
Yeah,
he'll need it after.
Yeah,
right now, he'd only spit it up. Yeah.
That's a good boy. Yes, he's almost done.
Yes.
Didn't like it. You try again. That's better.
Now, Max. Yeah, you're almost done. You're almost done. No, you don't like that, huh?
Not at all. Sorry, Max. You're okay.
He must have just ate.
Here it goes. Guess he'll eat it.
Sorry, Max, it was that jump that scared you. Now, when the clamp comes off, this is the part that frightens everybody, because everybody goes, where did it go?
It disappears.
Yes.
Because it's so bad.
Oh,
I see. Did the clamp
come? No.
Nope.
The clamp provides a line where, along with it, will not bleed. The bleeding that you see is from the adhesions that are broken up before the clamp goes on.
That's why
that works.
Yeah, which is why you have that one. And that one little tag comes off afterwards as soon as I clean you up. Let me clean you up and see how you are here. Okay, I'll need some surgery. Unfortunately, sometimes the bleeding. All the bleeding, no matter what brand you use. Easy, Max. Yeah, I know.
We're almost done.
I know. We're almost finished.
Yes.
We're almost finished.
Two hours, and you just kept saying you're almost there. Like to me, every 5 minutes, I believed it every time.
Well,
got you through, right? Yeah, it was good. I realized it was a lie. She's lying to me, but I believed it. Every time, I was so relieved.
You believed it because you wanted to believe it.
Right. Oh, absolutely. The pussy, almost from the beginning, she said, "Oh, almost from the beginning."
How much did you bring down any more surgery?
No,
I'm
right, and if you know someone, so he can stand in
it. A couple pieces.
I always said that if you look at someone.
Oh, that's okay, guy.
Watch the clock, put up with it.
It's okay, guy. She just went up the other piece of surgery cell. There's one little spot that is insisting on bleeding. And I refuse to send him home bleeding.
That's sweet.
That's a
boy, his eyes are really super raving. Did you put medicine on this one? Oops, okay. That boy.
Yes. Unfortunately happens regardless of what clamp we use sometimes. Right, guy?
He's sucking.
If you're lucky, he'll find his thumb.
You are now convinced that you shouldn't have done it at all. I know. I think he's locked out.
You're so unhappy, baby.
Yeah, we're going to get you a new piece of that, two new pieces of that, so I can find where it's going and where it's coming from. There's where it's coming from. My goodness. My goodness. Okay, now I see where it is. That's good. That's one little spot. How many did you bring down?
Three.
Okay. Give me another. I'm going to double wrap it and put a little bit on the edge.
Oops.
That's okay. That's why the whole thing's clean.
Look. That's impressive when you do that.
Took me 3 years to learn that.
Well, how to open things. Opening things is a very difficult procedure to learn, in all seriousness.
Especially when they...
I don't think I could ever learn it.
They really do, you know, and they open it and it's so...
There you go. Now we'll just hold some pressure on that for a bit. Good part.
God, were you fast? That's incredible.
There is a certain amount of bleeding that has to occur to ritual circumcision. He has indeed...
He's done his bit.
Yeah, he has done his bit.
It's a good thing they don't remember.
Yeah. That's
what I don't know what they do and what they don't remember.
Do you know where she has put this?
No. They are probably in the drawer under the lamp.
He just works here. Oh, baby, baby.
I think you were out of the room. You were running upstairs. I mentioned to them I haven't had to put a stitch in somebody for one of these in 4 years. I don't want this to be the one. I bet you
She's
did.
No fool.
I wasn't gonna run.
You weren't gonna run back. There. You got your exercise for the day.
I know.
Max, I am going to leave that on you with some pressure while I point my wife in the right direction of where she has to get things. Step.
Don't move your penis.
They let go and right away they stop crying.
He just doesn't like being touched.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, that's no fun, is it?
But you can't be in too much pain if you stop crying.
They usually stop right away. It's just amazing. It amazes me.
He stopped crying as soon as you took your hands off him.
Of course. that I kind of expected.
I just don't fancy putting things like that. Let you open those.
Oh, these are different.
Oh, no. That's
like
energy.
Hold it.
Well, I guess he's
just ready. Is it
aquatic?
I think so.
Okay, I tell you what I want you to do. We are going to...
Bleeding for another place?
No. They all have a little rub there, which is normal. It's where the lower frenulum is. It's been that one spot that is stubborn, and I'm going to get it with this other stuff. Okay. Give me another. All right, Max. I'll put some other stuff on there.
Heather?
Yeah, might as well have them out. Fine. I will take this off of you, and I will find the spot, and I will dab it up. And you will be a lot happier then. Yes, I know. I know. I know. I know. I know. I know, Max. I'm sorry. I would not have planned this. You know that, feller.
Not premeditated.
No, not at all. Oh. Actually, an iron solution that pops it. It's not a clutter in the sense of burning. It just provides a better clotting base. Yeah, little dog. I gotcha.
Did it work?
Now we put the surgicel on. There was one more piece, right?
The last piece of surgicel, don't grab it on the floor.
I won't. It is not a,
I should have took it onto the right field.
It's not a cluttery in the sense of pot. Because we use it on episiotomy skin. It's meant for skin.
Uh-huh.
But usually just pressure works. That's why I wanted to try just pressure. First. And now we zip this around you to give us a little more base so that it doesn't surprise us after we go home.
Yeah, no surprises.
And, we take that there and give a little pressure just for that. There's always some ooze from them.
Mm-hmm. What color?
Red.
Red ooze. I mean blood. Okay, I just wondered what else would use. Out.
You have a problem, you know how to find me anyway. Pardon?
Move your hands in.
This is, which one?
The delivery went smoother than the circumcision, I'm telling you.
He cried less.
So did I.
It's because you weren't awake. You didn't even know what happened.
I sure did.
No. Okay. He had a delivery at midnight on the 4th.
Okay. Little vaccine gauze.
I think you would have known.
See?
1 week.
You're fine, you little feller.
No.
That will basically wear. The Surgicel will basically wear off while you're washing them. Don't pull it. Because.
No,
right now,
I wouldn't want to pull it.
Yeah.
So it'll just sort of slide off eventually.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So red.
It will for a while. Each day it'll look better.
Until it turns pink. That's basically because it has been covered by the foreskin. Now it's being exposed. There you go. That color, believe it or not, is normal.
Yeah,
okay.
They look real small.
Here we go.
Hey.
Now, so you don't get irritated on the way home, your first jockstrap.
What?
Jockstrap.
I'm jockstrap.
I am.
Designer.
Yeah.
Oh, elegant.
That blood spot is off the knee.
Okay.
Within my glove. Because it's on the outside, not the inside.
That's what
they are called. Yeah. There we go. I'm sorry, Tiger. Come here. Here.
Watch your feet.
Oh,
come here. You should have me right now. No, I don't blame you either.
We can get a diaper on him, and then he's gonna want you, and that should calm him down. And I can take a peek before you leave, and I'll nurse him for 2 minutes.
Okay. Easy. Here, Dick, put him in the
way. Now you know why he wears a gown.
Whoa. Oh, I was gonna
oh,
say,
it's going right down your face, not wearing a diaper.
God. You get on you.
Yes.
Oh, Only just.
Want to
time to diaper him.
Yeah, I'm not going to feed him now. I'll tell you
a little
secret. Diaper.
No?
That's easy.
What was in
this? The nipple.
It would help calm him down, actually.
I know. Well, I'll feed him. I'm not going to put him on my lap.
Oh, so we meant to diaper. We'll get a diaper.
Yeah, you want to just
oh, you brought your diaper. Yeah.
They really look horrible for a few days.
Okay.
I will tell you
okay,
that.
Okay, see how bad. There we go.
You got me, guy.
That's a thank you.
he went through a little more than the ideal.
That was his own sense of self-defense.
I don't blame him. I've had worse going for me. By people who supposedly could have controlled themselves.
Who know better?
There's a
thing coming
off.
Yeah, the thing coming off.
Did it? Yeah. We jockstrap him. Come on. It's just a little protection from the diaper more than anything else.
When you go home, it's really important to put some Vaseline on the man of God. I'll send you home with those Vaseline and put it right on top of his penis so it doesn't stick to the diaper. Okay?
Oh, Max.
Oh, Max, you're gonna be happy in a second.
Yeah.
Sure will. But I wanna. There we go. I wanna let you calm me down and I wanna take another look before you go. Okay? Make sure there are no surprises.
Is that a burp or what? What is that?
You should be hungry since he lost his entire last meal.
Yeah.
Usually they are. Sometimes they fuss at us and don't want to eat right away, especially with all the activity around.
How about this one?
We would have had even more bleeding with the dumb comb.
Pardon?
We would have had more bleeding with the dumb comb. I can tell you what the problem was. There are actually two levels. One of, that is the foreskin, and then the mucous membrane lining. Mm-hmm. And what happens is, that is what actually heals together. But looks kind of puffy and such now, heals together and gets more skin-like. But surprisingly enough, under the foreskin, there can be adhesions where the membrane has actually already started to stick to the glands of the penis. And that's what the bleeding is from.
Mm-hmm.
There's an adhesion there, which sometimes was just far enough back that it wasn't caught by the clamp, which is why I was hoping that the pressure would do it. And when not, that's why I put the solution on. But it's not like a silver nitrate cutter. It's not a burn. Mm-hmm. It just stops. You okay?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, he hasn't lost his interest in eating. It's a good sign.
No, he won't. But they really tend to look horrible for a little while after it's done.
So now what are we supposed to do with the care of this?
Now that she can hear you because Max isn't hollering at her.
Right. I know you told me before, but
yeah, when you go home with each diaper change, put some, like a big glob of the A&D on one of the gauze squares and then stick it right over the top of his penis.
And just leave it there.
Right.
Just leave
in the diaper. Okay.
Right. And he'll just pee right through it, but it's to protect the penis from getting stuck on the diaper. Because if there's a little bit of drainage, it might dry.
And
then when you pull the diaper back out.
Oh, God.
then it bleeds.
Yeah, it'll bleed.
And leave the Surgicel on until it will work its way off during one of his vents.
Okay. That's
the chart? Where did you put the chart?
I don't have the chart. Because I don't have a chart on him.
There's no such thing as a medical chart.
It's in medical records.
What do you want?
I'll put it in her chart.
That's why I said, where is her chart? It's not 5.
That's interesting.
What?
That's a wrong number.
If it's not 1 and it's not 5, it's a wrong number.
It's the wrong number.
The wrong number than it's delivery. No. If it's anything but a 1 or a 5, it's wrong. So what I'm referring to is 1 number off.
Uh-huh.
And it's probably for her.
Hi, were you calling us?
No.
Oh, okay.
Hi.
I wanted to make sure. Everything all right?
Yeah, why are they calling you?
I don't know. The phone rang and we couldn't get to it in time.
Is it good?
Well, I'm calling.
Okay. Bye-bye.
7-year-old.
Johnny, are you home?
Not yet.
Why would I be calling you?
Talk to you later. Bye-bye. That was the other possibility.
They missed.
Yeah. Especially with touch tones. I got a trash can.
Yeah, I saw.
This is a classic. You got everything.
phone. He's got me calling the kid on tape. He's got...
Just pass it, right? It's the age of surveillance.
You're shitting again, you little shit.
That shows he's getting enough food.
Good. Yeah. I could have told you that.
Use those squares until they're gone.
Okay.
Did they give you some before you left?
How much more coffee?
Do you remember?
I don't remember.
Oh, you might have.